Thou savorest the things which be of men, and not the things which be of God. Men savor things which God detests, and man detests things which God savors. And if you don't understand this, it's going to be very difficult for you to understand the scriptures, because that is what they teach. And if you go at the scriptures with the mindset that it is the opposite, what I mean is they teach things that are not savory to God. But if you go to the scriptures with this mindset that they teach, you're going to be confused. That's why I find people, they don't understand the Bible. You know why? Because everything you learned about Christianity is wrong in light of the Bible. And so you have all these ideas in your head, and you go at the Bible, and you're like, and you're trying to fit everything in and make it all make sense, when you haven't just submitted yourself to it. You haven't submitted yourself and decided, okay, it says, whom he wills, he hardens, and whom he wills, he has mercy on. That doesn't sound right to me, but I'm just going to accept it provisionally until I get a greater understanding of why that's right, or why that's just, or why that's good. And rather, to submit myself to God, rather than to subjecting God to my perverted ways of interpretation, rather than subjecting God's word to my philosophies that are entangled in my brain, and trying to use my wisdom to unlock something that isn't even, that, you know, what all I'm doing is unlocking deception, because every deceiver uses the word. You know, every bit of leaven is stuffed into wheat. So therefore, false doctrine is, it is inside the word. It is using the word as a vehicle to deliver itself to you. And the false teachers use the word as a vehicle to deliver their perverted doctrines to you, because they take a little verse here and then, you know, not taking into account everything, not taking into account the truth, but rather taking into account their traditions and their false doctrines and their pleasures and the things they have pleasure in and the doctrines which please them. These are the things they take into account and their philosophies and all that, and then they mix it in into a, you know, a very leavened loaf of bread, a very false doctrine. Remember, only a little false doctrine makes the whole thing false. That's another concept people find hard to accept. I tell people that, they say, well, nobody can have it all right. Well, I agree. I can't know everything and have everything, but I can keep out false things. If I can't do that, then why would the apostles tell me to purge out the leaven and to beware of the leaven and to guard doctrine and to be careful about doctrine? Why would they tell me all those things? Why would heretics be said to not inherit the kingdom of God if we're all bound to be heretics? You know, that's the thing, is like, people are sinful and they want to say, everyone's going to be like that. Everyone's going to be like that. I don't have the truth, so you can't have the truth. I can't be righteous, so you can't be righteous. I can't be holy, so you can't be holy. We can't be do that. You can't do that. When you tell them, well, we can, it's like, you're a hypocrite. You don't know what you're talking about. We can't do that. We have to be sinful. We have to have false doctrine. We have to have wickedness. We have to do all things that are perverse and disgusting in the sight of God, because that's how we're supposed to be, and you're supposed to be that way too. They're deceivers. They want you all, we'll all be the same. We'll all be alike. We'll all be filthy. We'll all be rejected of God. We'll all be weeping and gnashing our teeth. We'll all be cast into outer darkness and burned in the lake of fire. That's what we'll all be done. If we follow that word, if we follow that doctrine, if we follow the pernicious ways of the ministers of unrighteousness, don't follow their ways. Listen to the voice of truth. Listen to the voice that speaks things that are right, things that are righteous according to the word of God. It's hard to accept some of these things. When I say, God hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. People, oh, I don't know if I can, that's the scriptures. If you have a problem with that scripture, or God, hey, I create evil and I create good. I create light and I form the darkness. If you have God create evil? I can't accept that. It's like, well, no, you need to accept what the scriptures say. Well, you have your interpretation. It's not a question of interpretation, really. I mean, there are some things that are questions of interpretation. There are other things. It's not a question of interpreting. It's a question of accepting. I've said this on many occasions to people. I say, you know, Romans 9 says, and I use this a lot because people stumble at it. And I love scriptures that people stumble at because they make great examples. Romans 9:18 says, therefore he hath mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardens. Now just accept that. Well, I'm not going to interpret it at all. I'm just going to say, God, this is my interpretation, that he, God, has mercy on whom he wills. That means with his will is to show them mercy. On whom he has a will to show mercy, he shows mercy. And whom he wills to harden, he hardens. Whom he wills, he hardens. I don't see any need for further interpretation. The only interpretation you can make to that passage would be to take away from the meaning of the words. That is not interpretation, that's perversion. Now you've departed from the faith, as far as I'm concerned. When you start to, Paul, you're going to interpret things. Yeah, I know. There are places that are worth interpreting. You have to look at the big picture sometimes. Well, that's what we do when we go to that scripture. No, you don't. So, well, who made you judge? How do you know that you're making the right interpretation and other people are making the wrong interpretation? I don't know. But I know that some people are making the wrong interpretation. And we can fight about it, but I'm not really interested in fighting about it. I am going to instead give the correct interpretation. And him who hears, let him hear. And him who forbears, let him forbear. If you want to go and listen to the many who speak in that very broad way, I can't change your heart. I'm only here to speak to those who can hear me. Whether it be for death or for life, if you can hear me, this is the voice you hear. You know? And if God would save you or the devil deceive you, you might escape from the words I'm saying. You know, looking at it from both sides, if that's confusing. Meaning, if I'm of Satan, God would save you by turning your heart away from my teachings. If I'm of God, Satan would deceive you in turning your heart from my teachings. And God would let it happen. As I say, if someone has the truth, how is it that their hearts could turn from the truth if God has not sold them to it? How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight except their rock had sold them? I don't want to be sold. Why is it that I can't be moved? Because God has set me on a rock. And if you can't be moved, he has set you on a rock. And we will go forward in faith, believing that if God is dealing with me, I have to believe in him the way he's dealing with me. It doesn't do any good to doubt. Well, maybe I'm of the devil. What's the point of that? The ministers of darkness never think they're of the devil. They think they're of God.